Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Diary Podcast. I'm your host, Angela Borges, and I created this space for the busy, successful woman who has tried it all when it comes to weight loss with not long-term success. In this podcast, I'll show you exactly how you can break through the dieting cycle and achieve your health and weight loss goal without restrictions, tracking, or compromising your tight schedule. Listen in for practical nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle tips and strategies, all designed to help you live your best life, living in a body you feel healthy, happy, and confident in. This is the Healthy Diary Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm super excited about this episode. You will hear me saying that with every single episode because I get super, super excited about everything that I have to share, this information, and I really, really hope that this helps you. So today I'm going to be sharing 5 proven strategies to help you lose weight on a busy schedule. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because, number one, you want to lose weight, you want to get healthier, you want to feel more energetic, you want to feel like yourself again, but probably because you're also a busy working lady who has a lot of responsibilities, who has a lot on her plate, and you're just looking to simplify the whole process. Let's be honest. So that's exactly what I'm going to be sharing with you. And if this is your first time here, my name is Angela and I'm super excited that you're here listening in. I'm a nutritionist and I specialize in helping women lose weight without restrictions, without tracking, and without spending a lot of time in the kitchen or at the gym. Now, let's talk about weight loss on a busy schedule. First of all, let's start with a little bit of mindset work. All right? It's going to take us a few seconds. Stay with me. So there's 2 types of being busy, okay? Number one, you do have a lot on your plate. You have a lot of responsibilities with work, with your business, with the family, with other things happening in your life. And that's okay. We are all busy. And number two is this is just not a priority for me right now. And if that's you, if you're not ready to prioritize your health, weight loss, if you're not ready to prioritize your well-being, that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just want you to be completely honest with you as to why you're coming up with the excuse that you are busy. Is it because you do really have a lot on your plate, or is it because this is just not a priority for you right now? And that, my friend, is also okay. So that's the first thing that I wanted to put out there because it's really, really important. The other thing I wanted you to do is to reframe the story that you're creating in your head, okay? Because today I'm going to be showing you how you can lose weight on a tight schedule because it is 100% possible. All of the amazing women that I work with, they are all freaking busy. And I'm very, very passionate about helping busy working women because I am one of you. And I know it's possible. I know you can do it. Weight loss shouldn't be taking you hours. Weight loss shouldn't be overwhelming. It should be the opposite. It should be supporting the weight that you feel. All right. So I wanted to do a quick reframing exercise and to change the thought of I have no time or I am too busy to I have a tight schedule, but my health is a priority for me. So what can I do to show up for myself today? All right. So every time you feel like, oh, I'm too busy. I can't really eat healthy or I can't look after myself. I want you to pause for a second and tell yourself, all right, I have a tight schedule, but my health is priority for me. So what can I do to show up for myself today? That's it. Reframing it. Because that way, when you do that, you will come up with solutions rather than staying stuck with the excuse of I have no time. Because if you do stay stuck with that story or with that excuse, you will just be stuck for months or even years. You might get to a point where you burn out and you might not reach your weight loss goal, or even worse, you might start gaining weight because you're not prioritizing yourself. So I really want you to do that exercise of reframing that story. All right. Now, there's 3 main mistakes that I see many busy working women making right now. And you might be making one or all of those. So the first one is that when we try to lose weight, we try to change everything at once. We try to tick all the healthy habits out there. We try to change our diet. We try to drink all the water. We try to exercise like crazy. We try to sleep like more than ever before. And we try to tick all the boxes. And the thing is that when you put a lot of pressure on yourself, when you're already feeling pressured in other areas of your life, guess what? You're just not going to keep doing the things that you wanted to do. And the thing is that when you feel like, oh, I haven't been able to do all the things that I planned to do, then that is going to create frustration. Then you're going to feel negative about the journey, and that can lead you to give up altogether. All right. So less is more. And that's the first mistake that I see many women making. So if that's you, I ask you to stop and just wait until you listen to the strategies that I'm about to share with you. The second mistake that I see a lot of busy women making right now that isn't helping them with weight loss is restricting your food intake. I want you to know that when it comes to weight loss, whether you're following a sustainable approach or a very, very restrictive or aggressive approach, you are still putting your body under stress. And you're probably already experiencing high levels of stress from life in general, from work, from the family, from everything else happening. And you're adding a lot more stress with your diet. And if you follow a restrictive diet, guess what? You're just going to put yourself under lots of stress. And then you're going to get to a point where you're going to be like, you know what? F it. I don't give a shit. And you might end up overeating. You might end up giving up. You might end up getting into this negative mindset. And we don't want that. So following a super restrictive diet isn't probably the best strategy for you if you have a busy schedule. And the third mistake is to have or to set unrealistic expectations. I speak to a lot of women who tell me, Angela, what worked for me back in, I don't know, when I was 20 years old, isn't working for me right now. Like my early 40s, my late 30s, my early 50s. And I'm like, of course that isn't working for you right now, because your reality right now is completely different to your reality back when you were in your 20s. And you have to be realistic with what you can achieve right now with your current circumstances. So trying to go to the gym for 2 hours every day, trying to meal prep and do a meal prep that takes you 5 hours on Sunday to get done for the week, or following a very complex protocol where you need to prepare a lot or you need to follow too many steps, that probably isn't realistic for you right now. You need to do something a lot more simple, and you have to be very realistic with what you can do and achieve right now under your current circumstances. All right. So now let's chat about strategies. This is what you came here for, and I have 5 of those to share with you. First of all, I'm very well known in the industry here in Australia for my simplified methodology, especially when it comes to meal prepping. I went from spending 4 to 5 hours on Sunday getting my prep done all the way to 15 to 30 minutes on a Sunday right now. And I had to make that work for me because I just couldn't spend that amount of time getting myself ready for the week. But my nutrition, as a nutritionist and as someone who loves healthy eating, is important to me. So stopping my meal prep wasn't an option. So what I had to do is I had to relook at what I was doing, and I simplify it. And now I spend 15 to 30 minutes on Sundays getting myself ready for the week. I'm going to do a podcast focused on meal prep. So wait for that, because you're going to freaking love it. All right. So now let's go back to the strategies. The first one is to grab the easy, low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit are the habits that are easy and don't require a lot of effort, and they can be incorporated into your day. All right. There's a lot of things that you do. Science has shown that somewhere between 40 to 90% of what we do are habits. They're on autopilot. We're not really aware of them. Okay. So there's a lot of things that you're doing right now that you can tweak slightly that can give you some amazing results. And this is kind of like the first thing that I do with my clients. We look at what they're doing right now, their current day of eating, their current day to day. And we look at, okay, where can we add a couple of things that can give us amazing results without putting in a lot of effort or without having to put a lot of time aside to do a specific activity? And I can give you some examples here. And this is something that you can start doing the moment that you stop listening to this podcast. You don't have to like prepare anything or do anything crazy. This is something that you can start doing right now. So the first thing is looking at your water intake. Drinking water is actually not that hard. So that could be kind of like the low hanging fruit for you, because our body can differentiate between hunger and thirst. So if you're someone who is always hungry, then making sure that you're drinking your water, that might help you regulate your hunger levels throughout the day. So it's a quick fix that can make a big difference for you. All right. Then we have, this is a big one, your incidental movement, your steps. There's a lot of things that you're doing right now that you can do a little bit different to get more steps in your day. And I can give you my example when, like years ago, when I worked in my corporate job and I was changing my lifestyle, I make a couple of changes. I started parking a little bit further away from where I worked, and that gave me a couple more steps. It was actually better because the parking that I moved to, I used to get free parking there, the one that was further out compared to the one that was like just underneath my workplace. So it was a win-win because I wasn't spending money for parking. Number two, I was getting a lot more steps. Perfect. Another one is using the stairs instead of the escalators or the lifts. That's a simple one. I remember my colleagues used to hate me because they were like, oh my God, Angel is going to take the stairs. Yes, I'm going to take the stairs, and you can be that person too. You can inspire others. Why not? Another easy low-hanging fruit is looking at your protein intake. That could be an easy fix because you just need to add more protein to what you are currently eating. It's not going to take you more time. Yeah, you might need to think about how to incorporate the protein to your meals, but it's not something that requires a lot of effort. And another one could be just grabbing some on-the-go snacks. So instead of snacking on cupcakes or cookies, you can have a protein bar, or you can have a yogurt with some fruit. So these are like simple things that don't require effort, but they can make a huge difference. All right. So I want you to think about what can you do in your day to day that can help you regulate your hunger levels, that can help you increase your movement in the day, that can help you sleep a little bit better. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that you can do today, right now, to really help you improve your lifestyle and to help you with weight loss. All right. So that's the first strategy, grabbing the easy low hanging fruit. And if you're not doing that right now, you are missing out big time. The second one, and for me, the most important one, all right? It's planning, planning, planning. You need to plan, my friend. If you are time poor, you need to set yourself up for success with some sort of planning. If you're just winging it during the week, then that's the recipe for failure. And we don't want that. This is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. And when I work with my clients, I tell them we need to prioritize the planning. Like if there's one thing that we need to focus on, let that be the planning, because without the planning, without that organization, then the consistency is going to be a lot harder to achieve. All right. So there's a couple of things that you can plan. Number one, you can plan your daily movement. And again, this doesn't have to be a specific activity that you're going to go to the gym and spend 2 hours at the gym. This can be something as simple as planning where you're going to park, planning to do a lunch break walk, planning to do these little things here and there. But if you don't plan them, they probably aren't going to happen. Okay. Another thing that you can plan, and this is the one that I love, are your meals. So meal prepping is super important, and I love it so much. Again, you don't have to spend hours meal prepping. You just need 15 minutes. If you really want to be very efficient in the kitchen, you can spend as little as 15 minutes in the kitchen. And if you don't believe me, I want you to go to my Instagram page and check out the videos. And I do share a little bit of my meal prepping on Sunday, so you can watch my stories. I share a lot of these meal preps and these strategies because I want you to know that you can do it too, and that weight loss can be simple and it can be quick as well. So that's the other one, planning your meals. You can also plan other activities that might be related to weight loss as well, or helping you get healthier. Some of those things can be things like reformer Pilates. I love reformer Pilates. So if this is something that helps you with your mental health, like I really like to relate my workouts with my mental health. Like I always walk to de-stress. I don't walk because I want to lose weight. I walk because I like to just enjoy myself. And I like to go to reformer Pilates because it helps me feel strong and fit. And I feel like, I don't know, so powerful after my class. My legs are shaking, but I do feel so powerful. So you can plan these activities. You can plan things like your water goal. If you find that you're not drinking a lot of water right now, you can just set a goal for the day, and you can have some reminders on your phone or your calendar to prompt you to drink water. So planning, super, super important. Don't start the week without a plan, because my friend, sticking to your habits is just gonna get harder, okay? So that's the second one. And then we kind of like touched on this one already, but I wanted to share a little bit more about it. So the third one is meal prepping. Meal prepping changed my life. And it can change your life too. I used to find it super hard to stick to my day of eating. I actually was someone who didn't enjoy cooking at all. I still don't love cooking. I'm not someone who is like a master chef or anything like that. I'm someone who is always looking for shortcuts, and I'm looking at simplifying my food, because honestly, if it's hard, if it takes too time, I'm not gonna do it for very long. So meal prepping, important, and spending 15 to 30 minutes getting yourself ready for the week, that's possible. Okay, that's possible. And the way that I achieve that is by using the right shortcuts. So I'm talking about things that are kind of like halfway done for you, so that you don't have to spend the time to get these things prepared. You can use things like, for example, talking about protein sources, rotisserie chicken. You can use some meats that have already been marinated, so that you don't have to marinate them, you just need to cook them. You can use things like tuna. You can use, if you are kind of like vegetarian or following more of a plant-based diet, it could be things like legumes, or you can do other protein sources that have been pre-cooked for you as well. With your carb sources, the same thing applies. You can use like pre-cooked rice, pre-cooked pasta. You can do things like wraps, sandwiches with veggies. I love my salad mixes because that work has already been done for you, and they come with dressing and everything as well. So you can use the right shortcuts to really minimize your time in the kitchen and to really help you get yourself organized for the week. Honestly, when you get yourself ready for the week, when Wednesday, Thursday comes, you're going to be thanking that version of yourself who prepped for the week. It's always the case. I'm always like, the Wednesday Angela is always like, oh my God, thank you Sunday Angela, because I'm so tired right now, and it feels so good to have that meal ready waiting for you. So meal prepping is the other strategy. And again, I'm going to be doing an episode or two on meal prepping. So please stay tuned for that, because I know you're going to freaking love it. Then the next one is, so number four is to get it done first thing in the morning. So if you are setting some mini goals for yourself, like for example, if you decide that I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk, or I'm going to get some meals ready, okay? And let's say that you did a meal prep on the Sunday. Get it done first thing in the morning. And if that means waking up 30 minutes earlier to get yourself ready or to do certain activities, then do it. And there's actual research that shows that when you do things that you decided to do or that you plan to do first thing in the morning, you are way more likely to actually do those things. And as a busy lady, you probably have a lot going on during the day. You're probably not just working all day, but you're also getting home and you're taking the kids to do their activities and you're just getting dinner ready and all of the things that come with having a family. You are running the chances and the risk to not do what you plan to do, because these other things start coming up, right? And also, towards the end of the day, that's when you start lacking energy, or when you start getting a little bit more tired, your mood starts dropping and you're exhausted. And if you had a stressful day, then you just have greater chances to not doing what you wanted to do. And there is one thing that I love to say, and I say it all the time, and that is know yourself, don't test yourself. So if you know that towards the end of the day, your willpower isn't there where you wanted it to be, then I will get things done first thing in the morning. And I am that type of person who doesn't like doing things at the end of the day. I go for my walk first thing in the morning. Like, I have a little bit of water when I wake up and I go for my walk, because if I plan to do my walk at the end of the day, I might do it, but 80% of the time I'm not going to do it because I'm busy and then I'm working and then I have a client and then and this and that. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk tomorrow, but then I miss that day. So I'm someone who gets those things done first thing in the morning. All right. And then the last one is to have a backup plan. And this is one of the most powerful things that you can do, because when we want to lose weight, when we want to get healthier, we have all the best intentions, especially when we're motivated. We can do hard things when we're motivated. But the reality is that not every day is going to go as planned. And I'm sure that you're aware of that. And you're not going to be motivated 24/7. If you are relying on motivation to operate, then chances are you're not going to be consistent. So having a backup plan gives you the option to do something to still show up for yourself that day, but maybe not at the level that you were expecting to do it. And I can give you an example. Let's say that you decided that you're going to go to the gym and that you're going to do something for 1 hour, like whatever exercise you like to do at the gym. But then work got crazy. You had to stay back. You went home and then the kids were driving you crazy and then you missed your session. So instead of going, you know what? I missed my workout. That's it. Not doing anything today. You can have a little bit of a backup plan and do something like, all right, I didn't get to go to the gym today, but I'm going to go for a 15-minute walk. That is my backup plan. And that's how I'm still showing up for myself today. And remember how we did that reframing exercise at the start, where we, instead of saying, I'm busy, I can't do this, I can't do that, we said, okay, yes, the day has been hectic, I'm on a tight schedule, but what can I do today to show up for myself? So it works well with that, to have that backup plan. I love this backup plan idea because it just gives you a sense of accomplishment, because there's nothing worse than planning to do all the things that you wanted to do again with all the right intentions and feeling defeated because you didn't get to do them. And then again, you get in this kind of like negative mindset. We need to stop that all or nothing mindset. We need to meet somewhere like in that gray area. And this backup plan is that gray area. We need to go from an all or nothing mindset to an all or something mindset. And I stole this from my client, Melton. Melton, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you. I found that quote super, super powerful. So have a backup plan. And this is something that I will start thinking about right now. If you set some goals for you, just think about, okay, this is like the goals that I set for that best version of myself. But what if my worst version shows up? What am I planning for that version? Super, super powerful. All right. So those were the 5 strategies that I wanted to share with you. And one thing that I wanted to bring up is that this doesn't have to be perfect. Your nutrition, weight loss, healthy living doesn't have to be perfect. 1% is better than 0%. All right? Any progress is good progress. And again, we need to find that gray area instead of being all or nothing all the time. Okay, so before we wrap up, I just wanted to do a quick recap. So number one, we said to grab the easy, low hanging fruit. Number two, to plan. Plan your activities. Plan what you keep telling yourself that you're going to do, but you don't do those things because you keep forgetting them. So plan them, plan them, plan them. Use your calendar, use your phone, and plan those activities. Number three is meal prepping. If you want to be consistent with your healthy eating, you gotta meal prep, my friend. And stay tuned for those episodes coming up. And number four, we have getting it done first thing in the morning. This is going to help you. And this is just going to reduce or take away a lot of the stress that comes from trying to do everything at the end of the day. And last but not least, we have a backup plan. And prepare for that version of yourself who didn't have a good day, who is ready to just chill for the rest of the day. Think about her and what things she can do to keep showing up for herself, even if things didn't go as planned. All right. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I hope that you found this super valuable. I hope that you grab one or two of these strategies and you start implementing them from today. Again, everything here are things that are practical, are things that don't require a lot of effort, so you can start doing them from today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go to my Instagram. You can find me as The Healthy Diary, and that's at @the_healthy_diary_. And don't forget to hit subscribe over here so that you can be notified every time that I release a new episode. Thank you so much and have the best day. Adios.